be on? That on?
You tell me.
On. What about Danielle's on?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
All right. So are you ready? Mm-hmm. Is this our fourth episode?
Third.
It is fourth, right? Because episode two, the microphone didn't work for Garrett.
So did we have more listeners in episode two than episode one?
Are we having a meeting?
Are we having a meeting before the meeting? This is staying on.
This is?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, we better start things then.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
What did he say? What did they say? What did she say? Are you having a good day?
Yeah.
It's Veg Cam. It's Veg Cam.
Yeah.
It's Veg Cam.
Veg Cam.
Ham, Veg Cam. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number four of Veg Cam.
Is that what this is?
It is. It is a Wednesday right now, April the 11th. I don't know when you are listening. So if you're listening right now, it's good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Who knows? I'm Greg T, alongside of my friends here in Fedgeville. I got Danielle Monero to the left of me, and to the right of me, I got good old Garrett.
Yes.
We are also known as the 5 a.m. pre-morning show.
We are.
Into the big Elvis Duran morning show.
But that's only in New York.
Only in the tri-state area, right. Of New York, New Jersey, a little portion of Pennsylvania, and Connecticut. That's who can hear us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we bring you Fetch Ham.
That's why we created the podcast.
Right. And if there's anything here that you like or anything that resonates with you, you can always drop us an email at FetchHam Official. That is F-E-J-H-A-M Official. And also Twitter, F-E-J-H-A-M Official. And Instagram. Instagram, likewise, FetchHam Official.
And we realized that last week we forgot to promote the fact that we recorded an episode.
Yes. Big hug for Garrett.
But Garrett said that not as many people listened to number three as they did to number two. And
it's very simple. This podcast is not as big as you.
Yoink. Yoink.
Will you
sorry,
stop?
Again. Okay,
stop. Don't be annoying
I'm
this
not,
soon
not,
into
not,
the podcast.
I will not be annoying. I promise
the podcast is not as popular yet.
Yet. It's growing.
It's growing.
No, it's not. Apparently, it got less people.
Well, when you don't promote it,
yes,
it's hard for people to listen because they're not aware of it.
Right. Yeah.
So.
I agree.
When we promote it as a team, we succeed.
You're right. As a team.
There's no I in team.
That's right. It's all together. Team.
The only annoying thing is I know that I sent out, you know, how much I could about our podcast
we did last week.
You did very well there, Garrett.
Thank you.
You did.
Then
you suck.
Danielle and Greg T.
I'm writing right down violin sound effect for next week.
Yes.
I'm
getting that violin. Sent a text message to you guys.
You sent the link. All we had to do
sent
is
the
tweet
link.
It out.
All you had to do was just hit copy.
Right.
And then paste.
Yeah.
But my problem is, I know you guys were on your phones on social media.
No, I don't use my phone.
Oh, yeah? Let me check your Instagram story. Greg T did a whole day last week going out to the store.
He went to Costco.
meaning he bypassed the text message just to get to the Instagram app.
No, I saw it. I know I did. I saw it, and I don't know why. I don't know what made me not send it out. I don't know why.
So if we fail, it's on you guys.
It's my fault. I know. All right. Okay, I gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
He's not even paying attention.
Okay.
T is not even paying attention. We're trying to do Fetch Ham in the studio. And what is he doing? No.
Okay.
He only cares about sound effects. He's going to do this the whole time, Garrett.
I will not. So, listen. All right. So, here we are in our Fedgeville. Welcome, everyone. We got our bananas. We've got our Brussels sprouts. You got your candy? You got your lollipops?
What?
What kind of drugs
what
do
did you,
you
take
this
morning?
Don't you think that this is like, Fedgeville, it's got wispy grass.
Fedgeville.
It's always sunny.
Just like the word fedge, it's open to interpretation for anyone. For you're painting it like Candyland.
Okay. That's right. That's what I think fedge. All right. So, Garrett. What do you think Fedgeville looks like?
A big question mark.
Well, okay, but if you had to right now describe Fedgeville, what do you think Fedgeville is?
Kind of like from the movie Dark Knight when Batman had a battle Bane and it was just very dark and gloomy and no one knew what was going on.
Really?
Yes.
See, let me get sound effects for Batman for next week. Batman.
See, this is the thing. You write stuff down, but you never follow through.
We're following through.
See, I think it looks like Whoville.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, like I see Cindy Lou Who popping around. And
that's the Flintstones.
That's the Flintstones.
Yeah, but it's like that.
And I think Greg T is the Grinch.
I'm not the Grinch.
In Whoville.
No.
Hey, Danielle, you got to see A Quiet Place, by the way.
Oh, I know. It's got like... number one scariest movie something. Did you see it?
You will love it.
It takes a lot to scare me.
John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, the whole concept is super interesting. Have you seen it?
I have not, but I do have a question when it comes
to
movies.
You didn't see
movies.
It on your TV that you steal?
Well, listen, I do want to go around the room and ask you guys some questions, but I guess my first question then is, you know what? Why don't I enjoy scary movies?
I don't know. You hate
I just
them.
Don't.
I think this goes back to, like, for you, I think it's your childhood.
No.
Honestly, not to get deep,
I think... I like funny, happy movies.
I think you were so messed up as a child just on many of things, from family life to fraternity life.
But I just don't like that feeling of being nervous, you know? Like, having the tension, and it's like, it's building... Oh, I get nervous. I don't like that.
Why do you keep... We don't need a sound effect for every stupid thing we say.
He does.
Listen, radio is theater of the mind.
No,
we have to give the audience the theater.
I can't help. I can't.
Speaking of that...
I'm leaving.
We're going to get to that. We are going to get to that.
What?
No, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I got something here for you.
He's prepped. He's been...
I am so prepped.
He spent the last 3 hours writing stuff down.
I'm just sitting here looking at Khloe Kardashian's... Instagram feed, waiting for her to make an announcement.
What announcement's coming?
Well, no, because her...
She's not going to make an announcement.
All these videos came out today of her man Tristan cheating on her.
Right.
And she's about to pop her baby any second, and I feel so bad for her today.
Ooh, me too. So you think she announced that it's over?
I don't know.
She's doing this on her own?
I don't know.
What do you think, Kat?
I mean, and I know people say what they want about the Kardashians, but nobody deserves...
Nobody deserves this, but let's look at what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a Kardashian machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They thrive off of this opportunity.
I don't know if she does.
For the whole for articles to already come out that the whole family, unfollowed them on social media.
But the fact that you're about to drop your baby at 9, I mean, unless... They have no... The only thing I can think of is if they knew about this a long time ago and they decided, well, you know what? This is the way to get everybody on our side. We'll drop everything right before she has the baby, and then everybody will rally around Khloe. That's the only thing I can think of.
And let's be honest. I know this sounds shallow, but I was talking to a few friends about this. In the totem pole of Kardashians... Khloe's at the bottom of the totem pole.
I don't think so.
Ooh,
why do you
say
that?
I'm not so sure about that either. I had to say.
Khloe's my favorite.
Yeah,
In the normal world, but on the popularity scale, she's not as popular as her sisters, as her mom.
You think Courtney's more popular than Khloe?
Yes.
Mm. I mean, obviously, Kim is the highest.
Kim,
but...
Kendall, Kylie.
Mm.
Bruce,
I don't know,
Caitlin,
man.
Chris.
I'm with. Are you feeling okay?
Are you okay?
You okay over there? Are you okay?
He's trying to find ways to play his sound.
I agree with Danielle. I do not think that she's on the bottom.
And you can agree with it, but you don't have to play a sound with it.
Well, no, but you have to. No, listen, you can't. Don't go, because I have stuff for you for that. Hey, all right, listen. I have something today.
Can I just give my Fedge of the Week already to Tristan?
No.
Ass.
Later on, we can revisit that. Okay. I have a question. So I have a dilemma. Mm-hmm. And it's a real dilemma. Maybe, Garrett, you can help me out. I don't know if you're a sneaker aficionado.
Right.
You can help me out. Danielle,
yes.
I think you can help me out.
Okay.
So here's the thing. So I stumbled upon a brand of sneakers that I cannot get here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the look of them, right? Not a sponsor, has nothing to do with anything, okay? So the brand, maybe you guys even know it. The brand is called Baller, B-A-L-R. Do you know it?
Nope, never heard of it.
Ever heard of it?
With the Baller brand?
No, it's not the Baller brand. It's a brand, it's B-A-L-R. It's from Amsterdam.
Hmm.
Do you guys know it? You can see it on Instagram. I follow them on Instagram. I love their style.
I love their
clothes. I love their sneakers. I love everything about it.
Oh, their sneakers are cute.
Right, cool, right?
Yeah.
Baller, B-A-L-R, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot get them. I wanted to buy them. I went online. I'm like, dude, I'm going to be the first to buy these sneakers. Nobody even knows what it is. I'm going to buy it. Can't get it. You know why?
Why?
Sold in euros. Euros. Can't get them.
Yes, you can. There's got to be a way to get them. Did you
euros.
Go on? Don't they have Amazon
Went
all
to
over
Amazon.
The world?
Went to Amazon. Euros.
How about eBay?
Went there. Can't get them. Cannot get them. Cannot get my sneakers. So I ask Garrett, you're a sneaker aficionado. I ask you, Danielle, you got friends overseas.
Yeah.
Have a picture of it?
Go to Instagram. I follow them on Instagram. B-A-L-R.
It says free shipping on all orders over 100 euro. Yes.
Yeah, euro. Euro.
Doesn't
exactly.
matter. It will convert. It will convert on your
Have
credit card.
Have you ever
card.
Bought anything
no,
on the
not.
Internet?
No, but you
yes,
can't buy
does.
Overseas.
Yes, you can.
What?
Are you kidding me? Shop men. Let me
Wait,
see.
For no, you can't. For real?
Yes, you can. And it will convert into what the dollar, what the, you got to find out, first of all, before you buy these,
By the way, there's a good chance that they could be fake after I look at this. What's
fake?
Instagram.com.
Go to Instagram. No, go on your Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
And type in baller. B-A-L-R. Danielle already did it. B-A-L-R. Yeah. Baller.
I mean, you can buy.
Right. And they're dude, it's real. What are you talking about? It's not fake. This is legit, dude. They got headphones. They have everything. The whole line.
And you can actually,
it's a lifestyle.
Well, T, if you buy the sneakers, when you see it on your credit card account, it's going to convert it into American dollars. But now find out how much it is in American dollars.
Well,
it's more.
Like,
what do you want, the white ones?
Well, no. The ones that are like gray, white with the black line, it says baller in there.
Yeah.
Like those, the running sneakers.
So order them. You can order them.
But how do you order them when they're sold overseas?
They ship them overseas.
You know what? I think we have to call our friend over there.
No, we don't.
Tall Chris.
No, we don't.
He's as tall as Big Ben. We got to call
men.
Him. You cannot get
let's,
them.
Let's do this right.
They're sold
but
in
where?
Euros.
Can't believe we're doing
this. Maybe ask Sheldon. Can you ask Sheldon?
Why?
All right, listen. Hey, Fedges.
Is this the ones you want?
All right, no, there are these over here. Fedges, if you're listening right now and you know how to purchase something overseas.
Everybody knows how to purchase something.
Not in euros, they don't.
Oh my gosh, it's come. Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying, you can't
do
it. I have
a headache.
It even converts it to U.S. sizes, by the way.
No, U.S. sizes.
Right, so that means you can buy it.
I don't think you can buy them.
What size are you? US
I'm a 9 U.S.
Okay, so add to cart.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Let's just
see. Danielle's doing
this
for me
right
now.
Let's just see what happens. It's not the sneakers you want, but I want to see secure checkout.
Okay. And we'll play some music then.
Mm-hmm. Again. Sign out as a guest. First name, last name, gender,
yep.
Email, password, blah, 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 blah. Okay, you got to sign up for an account first.
Yeah, see?
And then proceed with your order. All but right. I'm guarantee that they will ship here.
Fedges, come to the Fedgeville rescue, okay?
It's not
if you know
a
how
rescue.
I can buy these sneakers, let me know.
We're telling you what
B-A-L-R.
To do.
If you have somebody overseas?
You're that friend that doesn't listen.
Why are you asking for help when all you have to do is listen to what we're saying right
now? I am
now?
Not. You know what? I'm not liking this today. I'm really not. I'm very upset. I'm very upset.
Why?
I feel like you're attacking me.
Because we're...
I feel attacked here in Fedgeville.
We're trying to
and
help
this is where
you.
And there were pieces. It's
See,
all about peace in
we're
Fedgeville.
We're trying to tell you that...
There's Mr. Duran.
Look, Elvis just gave us the finger and he kept walking. Listen.
Yes.
We're just trying to tell you that... You can order it, probably. They will ship it. And
I'm
going to
find out.
They will convert how much
right.
it is. It's probably more money.
Oh, it is more money. I looked at it already. Yeah, yeah. I looked at what euros.
How much does 160 euros cost?
That's like $200 in American dollars.
Okay, so order.
It's crazy. All right, let's get personal. Getting personal here on Fetch Ham. So, I was going over our Fetch Ham Twitter, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was checking it out. Danielle, this is where I say you cannot leave.
Why?
Because this is from Alyssa at Alyssa Girl Rose.
Okay.
She says, Fetch Ham is the greatest shit show I never
it
knew
is a
I needed.
It's a shit show, that's for sure.
It's a shit show. All right, it's fine. All right, and so she loves it. Tiffany Lowe at Miss Lowe 2003. She says, finally, Garrett is on a podcast.
Garrett's been on a podcast.
Exactly. Garrett, tell them the podcast that you're on.
This one, Fetch Ham.
No, besides you're this one. The one with Rob Shuler.
Celebrity Buzz.
Celebrity Buzz. Yeah.
Hi, Elvis.
Right.
What are you guys doing?
Fetch Ham.
Come on, hey, to Fetchville.
Elvis, one question. Have you ever bought anything online overseas?
Now we got to break it down. Let's stop it. Hold on. Now let's stop everything.
Why?
Well, here we go. Hold on.
Oh
okay,
gosh.
We're shutting it down. Good.
Problem
is convinced that there's a website that he wants to order sneakers, but they're European, and he's like, well, how do I order them? They're in Europe. They can't come here.
Yeah, no, they ship across the ocean.
How do I get them?
FedEx.
Sold in euros.
So what?
Not
they
in American dollars.
But they convert the euros to American dollars on your statement.
Well, you use your credit card.
Yeah.
No, that's
you're
not
gonna pay cash.
So
that's
we're
problem.
Telling him what to do, and he's asking the listeners to help him. And I go, but we're right here helping you, and you don't want to listen to us.
I found a brand of clothes that I like, a lifestyle, and it's only sold in Europe. It's not sold here.
Okay, well then buy it.
All right. Well, I'll figure it out. All right. Okay.
What do you have to figure out?
Can you
I
help
gotta figure
us,
out how to do this.
Pretty simple, actually.
This is such a fucked up thing.
Thank you very much for coming to Fedgeville. All right, and back. Here we go. And we're back.
Hold on. I'm on baller.com right now. I just bought a pair.
What did you buy? Did you buy a pair?
I bought the pair of sneakers.
You did not buy my sneakers.
I just did.
You bought my sneakers?
In your size?
Yes. Size 11.
That is so messed up. Why would you do that?
Well, because someone wasn't acting on it.
Dude, I'm not gonna. My sneakers.
Did you buy them in your size
yes,
or his size?
My size. Why would I buy them in his size? Well, I could sell them to him for double the price.
If you bought sneakers that nobody has and you bought them here, I'm gonna be really upset. Really upset.
Let me ask you this: do you own a MasterCard?
Yes, I own a MasterCard.
Do you own a Visa?
Of course.
Amex?
No.
PayPal? You don't do
PayPal.
Online.
I do PayPal.
No.
Yeah. you could buy those sneakers. Mm-hmm. I just did it.
Dude, you did not. Okay.
I order from Hong Kong all the time.
I'm going to be. Really? In
yes.
Chinese money?
All the time.
Chinese money.
No, really? And they
it's
convert
still...
it.
Well, if you really bought those sneakers, I'm going to be really mad.
What are you going to do?
Did you? Let me see, Garrett. Let me see your checkout.
Ruining the show. Ruining my fetch.
Dude, hand. He totally bought the sneakers.
It's so messed up.
Did you
They're
buy
really...
the exact ones he wants?
Yep.
What a dick.
You can buy them too.
Back. Here we go. We're back. All right.
It was such a mess.
Oh, my God. All right. So, Nicole B, she is at NA Missing, and she says, Fetch Ham is a shit show, but I love, 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 love it.
Yeah.
Your chemistry is awesome. Last but not least, I save this for you, Danielle.
What?
Terry Hughes. She is at Terry M's. She says, I LOL every time Danielle says, I'm getting up and leaving.
That's because it's such a shit show. I feel like I need to leave.
It is a fun game.
Save myself.
As you listen, see how many times you could hear Danielle say, that's it, I'm getting up and leave. I already have two today.
I love it. Yeah, I have two. That's right.
Am so, I allowed to say shit show on Twitter?
We should really stop.
You
but,
can.
You know, let's see. How many times does Danielle say she's leaving?
Okay, don't write it down while you're talking.
I'm at the end. I want to sum up the show at the end. All right, there you go. So that was just a little bit of Fetch Ham getting personal. And now we go to Danielle.
Why don't you rewind? Why do you rewind? Rewind is going backwards.
I rewind. Dude, I'm kicking you. You know what? As Presidente of Fetchville.
Oh, Presidente. How'd that work out for the last
you're
podcast?
You're getting a demerit. You're getting a demerit.
I'm demeriting you.
It's now time.
For what?
Your fetching shoes.
Oh, my fetching shoes.
Let's go.
Let me see what I have on today. Oh.
Let's go.
Okay, so today I have
fashion.
On. They're from Target.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're actually.
Not a sponsor.
No, DV from Target.
Yeah.
They're cute little white high top kicks with a zipper.
I
bought them in black and white.
Really?
They're from last season. I bought them last year.
How much?
But, maybe $30, maybe. But they're so adorable, and they're so comfortable, and I love them.
Wow.
So, I guess I will put a picture on my Instagram. What is my Instagram? Radio Danielle Monero.
Or you
on my
can put Insta them on the Insta for Fetch Ham.
Oh, yeah, for Fetch Ham. I don't know our password, though. Nobody ever gave that to
Fetch
me.
No one gave it to me. Someone over here, not Danielle or I,
I'll
has all
you
that.
I'll send you the picture to put up. How's that?
The gatekeeper.
Okay?
You know, I am not the gatekeeper. I'm just saying. I'm merely saying. Merely saying. All right, here
we go.
Switching some gears. And now it's time to go into...
Are you on the ones and twos?
I am on the ones and twos. I'm mixing it up. It's now time for Fetch Ham Feedback.
Feedback. Okay, this is great. We need this.
We still. So here's
Didn't
this
we just get feedback
no.
with the listeners tweeting us?
That was getting personal. Those are personal things.
There's a difference.
But in the past three episodes of Fetch Ham, we've asked a lot of questions. We've asked the question, like, do you buy the shoe spray from stores the salesperson tries to push your way?
Okay.
Garrett, you said you buy it.
Yes.
Danielle, you said?
Which one?
Depends on what you buy.
Yeah, it depends on what you buy. If I have it already, I'm not going to buy it. You mean to protect my shoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. If I have it already, I won't buy it.
And I said, dude, nobody buys that. Who buys the spray, I said? Who buys the spray? You know what happened?
What?
I found out I'm wrong. There's a lot of people that buy the spray. A bigger percentage of our Fetch Ham listeners on Twitter say they buy the spray.
How's that taste? How's that taste?
It's bad. Yeah. I especially chose Jamie at jhair1218. She says that she has in the past. It's a fedgin' mess, she says. She will never again buy it. That was one no buy.
Oh.
But no. But the majority said they buy.
Okay.
Like Weena Anderson Spencer. She's at Weena Anderson SP1.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yes, she buys it. And she buys it often. And she says that she will always, especially if she buys an expensive pair of shoes, she will always buy the spray as well. There you go. All right.
Hey, so you can listen to us on many ways. iHeartRadio,
yes.
Google Play, iTunes. I just opened up the iTunes. You know, we have over 50 reviews.
Really?
That we can go over.
Can you go over them?
Yes.
Wait, right
by
now?
The way, wait, before we go further, would you mind giving Garrett and I the password so we can actually answer people on Twitter? And we
You can!
I don't have the password. Don't give it out now. No, you're going to give it out. Text us the password.
How much you want to bet it's 1234?
It is not. I'm not that.
Don't
come
say
on
that.
Now.
People are going to try it.
I am not that stupid. It's
right,
not that.
Send it to us. All right.
Here's a little insight into Greg T. Like as a friend,
yes.
Danielle, you might not know this.
Friend to friend.
Greg T loves to create his passwords into things that he either is very passionate about.
Passion.
Or wants
passion.
Something to happen in life. Like, I want to become a millionaire. He'll type...
I write sentences.
He writes sentences.
Sentences.
Like, my password is like, I can't stand this place. 13. Yeah. I can't stand this place. 14.
It used to be something about the Cowboys.
Right. Oh. Yeah, Cowboys suck, too. And then that's it. Then that's how I do it.
Yeah.
It depends on my mood.
All right. Listen to this.
iTunes.
Juju Julia says they can do no wrong in my eyes.
Nice.
What about your ears, though? That's the problem. You're listening to this.
Yeah.
Funny podcast, says Peter. Danielle, Greg, and Garrett have great chemistry. T is a real fedge. What does he mean by that?
A real fedge?
He is
yeah.
a fedge.
Love listening to the show at 5 a.m. Ohio. Now I listen to the same great people whenever. This is a great podcast.
Thank you.
I cannot wait for this podcast to come out since it's the first mentioned over a year ago.
Yeah.
Thank you for staying with us and not running away.
There
that
you go.
Is from Rosie Ken.
There
Rosie
you go.
Ken. Fun. Yeah. Oh, Yoink. Shut up. Fedge Ham, awesome. Love you guys. Finally started listening to the podcast. Love the early morning show as well. That is from JHer12. You guys should read these. These are very nice.
Aw, so people are being
thank
nice.
You, thank you for leaving a comment.
Danielle, you got one there?
Yes. Yeah, so somebody asked, this is from Chris Caldwell, Christy3275. Does Greg T have to sign the Elvis Duran t-shirt even though producer Sam signed in his so-called spot? You remember? We brought this up last podcast. Sam signed in...
Wait, let's see. I think the sneaker company are calling me.
That's not true. Come on, dude.
Because I put my number in, so...
This is so wrong. Finish your thing while he does this.
No. All right.
All right, so,
go ahead.
So last podcast...
What did they say?
Wait, hold on. We got to explain in case people don't understand what it is.
Yeah.
Last podcast, we talked about how Greg T would not sign the t-shirts going to charity because Sam signed in his spot.
That's right. So Producer Sam, she should know better.
So our question is, does he still have to sign?
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Caldwell said, yes, you must sign, and I can't believe you wouldn't sign. You get paid to work there.
What?
Yoink. Yoink.
I'll sign it.
And it was for charity.
Charity.
All right, I'll sign.
It's too late.
Sign.
I think we sent them out, you jackass.
Oh, boy. Hey, there was one other thing that we did. Remember we stumbled on that song, Pina Colada?
Yeah.
Right? And we were talking about how...
We stumbled on it?
We thought they were cheating and things like that, right?
Yes.
And how you know, how compatible are you with your significant other,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So we told all of our fedges to go to Twitter and to tweet us some questions that you would want to ask your significant other and see how you guys, you know, answer. So some of the questions that I found was, what color are my eyes? You think Trish would know what color my eyes are?
I would hope so.
She did. She knew them. She knew them.
You asked her?
I just said, Trish, what color are my eyes? She says, hazel. Okay, got it. She got it. I said, what's the first thing I wash when I get in the shower? She said, my butt. She's right. I wash my butt.
Why
do you go for your butt
first?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do you use the same washcloth to wash the rest of you that you wash your butt with?
I don't use washcloth.
What do you use?
His hand.
Soap.
But you're supposed to clean your butt last. It's like...
I go like this. I take the bar.
Yeah.
I start over here, right?
Yeah. And your chest.
And then I quickly go down.
Yeah.
And see how my arm goes. It naturally goes. See that?
And you shove the bar of soap in your butt, and then everyone else has to use the same one.
Would you be surprised?
Your fingers go up your butt.
What else do you? How do you clean your butt? How do you clean your butt?
Use a loofah.
What?
I use a washcloth to wash.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What?
I put the bar of soap on the washcloth.
All right, stand up, Garrett and Daniel. Stand up. Hold on. Let's pretend you're in the shower.
This is ridiculous.
I want to see how everybody showers.
He shoves his hand up his butt.
Naturally do your, so here's how I shower. Okay, here's how I go. So I start here on my left side with the bar, right?
Yeah.
And then I quickly look how my hand naturally goes. I go down across my midsection to my butt. And then I wash my butt.
I'm not even doing this.
All right, so Daniel, how do you do it? So where do you start?
I do my arms first, my chest, my legs.
Normal people lather themselves up and then.
I lather myself all up and then I do my butt
as a soap.
My areas last.
Use the phone as your soap.
No, it's not soap.
Garrett, how do you do it?
I lather myself up and then do everything. My butt is like one of the last things you do.
Really?
Yes.
See, I'm so interested in there, so I go in there quickly.
Why are you interested in there?
Well, I
you
got
know
issues.
What's up there.
I got plumbing issues.
Greg, he just told us he sticks his hands up his butt.
I go up there. I gotta clean it.
Oh, my God.
What? My hand is
You know, there's
too.
Some days I'm like, wow, I've learned so much about him. And then there's days like this where I go, where does this come from?
Well, I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
Yoink! Yoink!
Yoink! Stop doing that! Garrett, stop playing that!
Oh, yeah. Okay, according to the Jordan on our iTunes review, how long is it until Greg T gets tired and bails on this podcast again?
Yeah, exactly.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Oh, yeah, he says it's just a matter of time until he just leaves us all flat and dry.
All right, one question that was, says, do I have a birthmark? And and Trish could not figure it out. She's like, I don't think you do. And I'm like, I you have one. And
do
she's
you?
Like, I don't. I don't. And she says, do you, where's her birthmark? And I said, I know. It's right on the upper portion of her left butt cheek. There is a shaded piece of skin that is a different color. I know it very well. Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. And then also, would you or would you not take a two-week vacation on your own? I thought that was very interesting. Garrett, would you take a two-week vacation on your own?
No.
You would not?
No.
Really?
Not
Danielle?
Two weeks is a long time. I could do a couple of days, maybe even a week on my own, but I miss my family.
Interesting.
I really like to go on vacation with them.
And we know how much you and Sheldon are in love, but you would do a week by yourself.
I mean, I could do a week by myself. Would I opt to? No.
So you and the girls, so let's say Froggy's wife, Lisa, wants to go away.
I've done...
For a week.
No, I've done a 3 or 4 day girls vacation by myself.
Yeah?
That was fun, but a week, 2 weeks, it's a long time.
And I know how much you were in love with Sheldon. I know. It's very different. I know. You and Sheldon are massively in love.
Oh, we are massively.
No, you are.
Why are you so jealous of?
No, are you jealous?
Trish says that she, this is where we differed. She said she could do it for a week. I could not. I said, absolutely, I could not.
Trish could do it for months.
Yeah, she's like, no problem.
She could be away from you forever.
Pretty
and
sure
not
she
come
could
back.
Do it for eternity.
Yeah. But she really did say, she's like, she could absolutely go away for a week and not have any kind of problems. I could not do it. I really couldn't. We differed. You know what that tells me?
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm more into the relationship than she is.
That was a
telling moment for me.
Why?
Because I can't be away from her and the family.
I could have told you you're more into this relationship.
I am. I'm more into the relationship.
Let's call her and ask her.
Please don't. No,
why?
No, please.
Let's call her and say, hey, are you more into this relationship or is she?
And then I asked her, what is one superpower that you could have? What would it be? And Garrett, what's yours? Superpower.
Superpower. I would go invisible.
Yeah, me too. That's what I want.
You know what she told me?
What?
To disappear. I said,
that's invisible.
That's
I'll
invisible.
Take it.
That is so wrong.
I'll take it.
So wrong. All right. Let us switch some gears. And we're going to now hop into Veg News.
Yes.
Garrett's got Veg News. Lots
all
of
right,
it.
Before we get started, if you go to BALR.com, I want you to go out and try to buy these sneakers that
Come
Great
on.
T wants.
Dude, don't mess with me that way.
BALR.com.
That is so messed
you
up
know,
if you really bought them.
If Scary
Dude,
hears this, he
I
will be in
nobody.
Here next week.
I'm really gonna be
you
so
just told
right
all the
this is a life lesson. This is a life lesson you should know. When you say something that it cannot be done and it can be done, you should do it. Stop sitting
Dude,
around
yeah.
and go do it.
I was on these shoes for such a long
you weren't,
time.
You weren't, though, because you didn't buy them.
Nobody knew. I asked you guys as friends, and you went, you know, let's go. Fedge News.
All right.
Fedge News is, you know, Garrett has got a demerit here in Fedgeville.
I'm giving you a demerit.
Demerit.
You have a demerit, too.
I'm not doing... You're demerit! You got a demerit! Dad, go.
All right. Let's start with Facebook. So, as we know, Mark Zuckerberg up on Congress, pretty much putting the tail between his legs, saying we screwed up, letting Russians get in charge of all the data that from Facebook users, and this is him pretty much saying his written apology. Sounds
it's
like
not
Kermit.
Enough.
Sorry,
it's not enough to just connect people. We have to make sure that those connections are positive. It's not enough to just give people a voice. We need to make sure that people aren't using it to harm other people, or to spread misinformation.
There you go.
You know what I'm hearing? I heard another news media say that the number of people that had the data breach on Facebook is even more than 87 million. Yep. That this number, they are scaling it down.
I have a question. Yeah. Like, I don't use Facebook a lot. Mm-hmm. I have an account.
Mm-hmm.
So
still.
Do I need to check my stuff? How would you know?
You can. If there are ways for you to check to see if your data was breached because they just had to release it. Because
that's why I have LifeLock.
Well, there's LifeLock.
LifeLock is good.
Protected.
But that's the
Life
thing; they're not stealing information in the sense of numbers and credit cards. What they're doing
is
their identity from pictures. Mm-hmm. They're pretty much getting inside your head of what you like. So
right.
If you looked up shoes, then all of a sudden it's
I never look up shoes
like baller.
Yeah.
Well, do they have women's shoes?
Stop it!
Yes,
oh,
they do.
Garrett,
they do.
Garrett,
stop it!
Next week, you and
Guys.
I need to come in here with shoes from Baller.
I am gonna throw a chair.
You and I will buy shoes.
According
after this
to Greg T, they're never gonna get here how do they get from the UK to?
When we finish Guys. Recording, you and I will buy a pair. I'll Venmo you the money.
I'm gonna cry.
This way, we have them next week when we come in, and we can show them because you know we show our shoes every week.
I'm gonna cry. I really am.
Cry. No, they steal your likes. Pretty much.
You're gonna cry.
They pretty much get into your head and say so when you see when you're online. And you're like, hey, I was just talking about vacation to Florida.
Yeah.
How is that visit Florida vacation? Because it's all that data information that they steal.
Wow.
What do we got up next?
He's so upset about this that we're buying this.
This is what you get.
I'm going to buy the women's pair. You don't want the women's.
I can't believe
you only want the guys.
It's absolutely.
Gary, they got cute girls.
Honestly, if you bought those sneakers.
Bro.
Yes,
I'll bounce you, bro.
I swear I'll bounce you, bro.
All right.
I'm done with you.
How come
absolutely
whenever you,
you
say that, I envision that manatee from the Geico commercial?
I was your freaking best man at the wedding. How could you do that to me?
Why don't we all get a pair and then it'll be our own little club? Oh, how cute.
That would be nice.
No, because I'm not buying it for him.
That would be nice.
I'm not buying it because I know what this is going to happen.
I like
happen.
That. That's really good. Those would be our fetch him shoes.
No, Garrett, get me the shoes.
Buy me the shoes.
You're an adult. You can do it yourself.
Buy me the freaking shoes.
You can do it yourself.
I found them.
You're the guy that does. Doesn't believe in any type of online payment.
Okay,
anything.
News two, go.
Why are you frustrated?
Because I can't believe you did what you did. Go ahead, news article
really?
Two.
Really, of all the things in the world, you're
I'm
offended.
Not going to argue in Fedgeville.
Okay.
There's happiness in Fedgeville.
What's the next clip I have?
You tell me, yodeling kid mansion.
Oh, yes. He went from Walmart to Ellen yesterday, and this is his performance.
No, sir.
Can you yodel?
No.
Come on, try yodeling.
Dude, I ain't fidgin' yodeling.
Fidgin'?
I ain't fidgin' yodeling nothing.
I do think, Walmart gave him $15,000, right?
Yeah.
I think Walmart pretty much robbed him.
Why?
The kid is the most popular thing in the world for the last week and a half, and Walmart only ponies up $15,000. That promotion alone.
But you know what? All these, think about the game shows that people go on, and these game shows make millions and millions of dollars, and what is their, you know, the grand prize? 200 grand, $1 million.
But still, that's a show. You're going on there to compete.
Yeah, and then like, after taxes.
Right,
too.
Exactly. Like, I think about Survivor all the time. When I hear people on Survivor, and they're trying to go for $1 million, and they're all like, man, I really could save my family, could really do much for me. But you know what? After taxes, you walk away with maybe 600 grand.
Right.
The TV show put you through hell. You got mosquito bites all over your freaking body, right? You crap it in the ocean. You got no food. You're starving. You're on some island. You hope you don't get eaten by a snake. And Survivor is making millions and billions of dollars and giving you a portion of 600 grand.
Mm.
I mean, come on. You know, that's my saying. All right, let's go. News three.
Why are you still pissed off?
I'm so mad at you. News three.
What if I bought your size?
News three.
What if I bought your size?
Then I'm stealing for you. That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen?
That's what's going to happen. I'm stealing from you.
They have the ones you want in female version. I think it's the same sneaker, but I think they're unisex.
You know, it's not often that I discover something that's really cool. You know, and I've been on this for a couple of months now.
So then what has been your
problem?
It took
you a couple of months to figure out that you could that order overseas?
I finally wanted to buy them. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy these. I'm going to buy these. That's fine. It's what happened.
You tell Trish because Trish doesn't let you spend money. Yeah. You always tell me
You
that.
Spend more on your haircut than you would on these sneakers.
You okay. do. You get your hair cut every week.
Okay, can we not talk about that right now? I'm trying to keep us on
How
track.
How much does your hair cut every week?
$40 every Friday, standing.
And you
standing
have up. No hair, so
I
it
have
doesn't
hair.
Make any sense.
That's because I like to go in there with the bros.
Can I ask
I like
a question?
To go in there and like do my handshake.
You have a little fuzzies growing on your head right now.
They are.
So what day does fuzzy come in on your head? Because you get it shaved on Friday.
Friday.
So by today's Wednesday.
Yeah. All right.
So by Tuesday, is fuzzies in there?
Fuzzies are in there on
fuzzies
Tuesday.
Are in there.
I'm in there on Tuesday.
So I did the math for you, Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, $40 a week.
Yep.
52 weeks in a year.
Yeah.
You're spending almost $8,000 on your hair.
Yoink! Yoink! Oh, my God.
$8,320.
Yoink!
Yoink! Unbelievable. Well, you know what? I deserve it. I work hard. I work hard.
Shit.
I work hard.
All right.
Are you okay?
I am okay.
Yeah.
I am okay.
Let's
I'm fine.
That's all we got for now.
I swear I'm feeling fine.
Who are you
fine.
Talking to?
I'm talking to the man.
The man in your
me.
Head?
He's asking if I feel okay.
Are you okay?
I feel fine.
Should we call Trish and tell her all this?
No, no, no. Let's go. New story.
He's so upset.
I'm so upset.
Let's end with that.
No, you have one more. Seth Meyers' wife.
Well, yeah, he him and his wife had an interesting baby.
Yes, an interesting baby.
They did. They had an interesting story about their baby.
It looked like a fedge.
Yes.
What does a fedge look like?
Go ahead, describe a fedge.
So my wife basically decided for us, and she went and she lied down in our lobby, and we just sort of like created like a semicircle around her, and you know we undressed her, and the baby was just out. The head of the baby was out. I called 911. This is how fast it happened. I called 911, and over the course of a minute conversation, I basically said, "We're about to have a baby. We're having a baby. We had a baby."
I wish it was. That's kind of how it happened with you, T, with your second kid.
With Ella, she practically just fell out.
You remember?
Yes. Trish goes, "I think something's wrong. Can you go get the doctor?" I said, "What's the matter?" She's like, "I'm having diarrhea." I go, "So what? You're pushing on a baby." She's like, "No, go get the doctor." So I said, I got him outside, and I go, "Dr. Sabar, can you come in here?" He goes, "What's the matter?" I said, "I don't know. She said she's having diarrhea." I said, "What's the big deal? She's going to crap anyway when she starts pushing." And he goes, "Move out of the way. Baby's coming. Baby's coming."
Yeah, so it wasn't that she had to go to the bathroom. It was that the baby was crowning.
It
was already there, and the baby came just like, boop, and
I love Dr. T, though. No, don't worry. It's diarrhea.
Send her home.
Well, yeah.
I did tell Trish.
Pepto.
You're supposed to give your wife, like they call it a push gift. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
I said to Trish, I go, "You don't deserve the push gift." I said, "You don't have to do anything." I said,
Are you kidding me right now?
All she had to do was go, that's it, go.
You're a jackass.
And then there was the baby. Like, okay, Trish, push. Done.
In all fairness, he does spend more time on the toilet than Trish did giving birth.
I was like, what?
Yoink, yoink, yoink.
I couldn't believe it.
Yoink, yoink, yoink.
I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
I am okay. Stop asking me.
Is this almost over?
I hope.
Is this what he did on his other podcast?
No, not at all.
Here's the thing. He wanted this.
Oh. Yeah.
This control that
and
he has.
No?
Scary would not give it to him.
I know why. I should call Scary.
You complained every time for a podcast.
I'm not listening to this.
I'm calling Scary.
No, we're not. Here we go. All right, it's that time. Danielle's Fedge of the Week.
You don't want to talk to Scary?
No. I do have his music ready if he wants to come in, though.
So let me call him.
No.
Why not?
Go, Fedge of the Week.
Tristan Thompson is getting my Fedge of the Week because of all this shit that's coming out about him.
All this shit.
Cheating on Khloe Kardashian. She's pooping a baby out any second now.
She has diarrhea.
I had two of them already. But no, honestly, like, unless there's something that we don't know about behind the scenes, I just can't see a 9-month pregnant woman wanting to play into any kind of game with this, like saying, "Oh, we'll leak. We know he's cheating. We'll leak it." But no, I think that it's messed up that she probably had no idea, and that it's just not nice to do that to anybody. And so he is my Fedge of the Week. Obviously not a positive this week.
No, not a positive.
Nope.
But I will tell you.
What?
That many, many, many people have done research on this, that the most men cheat when their wife is pregnant.
It is a fact. I actually have a friend whose husband cheated while they were pregnant.
Right. What I just
and
tell
then,
you.
Then, and at her shower,
yeah.
They were separated.
Yeah.
And it was so sad because we all knew the story.
That's right.
And she was bad-mouthing him. But guess what? They wound up getting back together and having another child, and now they have a great marriage.
And then they cheated again.
No, they have a great marriage now.
Well, maybe that's what I should do. I should go cheat and have a better marriage. I'm just saying.
God bless us all.
Hey.
I'm not.
Hey, I found the little yodeling kid on on Instagram.
Yeah, you did?
Little L-I-L Hank Williams.
Really?
Almost has a million followers.
Wow.
Hold on, I'm still going to call Scary.
Hold on.
Something.
Call Scary.
He was coming in. Why would he come in?
I don't know if he's here.
You think he left?
He has to be here.
He does nothing. Goes home and goes to sleep,
no,
that kid.
He doesn't.
That's all he does. Goes home and goes to sleep. Hey, there was something interesting that I wanted to bring up at the end of the show, which we are at right now. You know, I don't know if you guys know, but Danielle Monero, Gary and I know, we've witnessed it for many years. She does a fantastic...
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
Scary, not there.
No. She does a fantastic Elmo...
Let me not give his phone number. Shit, I forgot.
That's great.
Okay.
You know what? You know, hey, Fedges, if you can figure out Scary's phone number,
no.
You give him a call and tell him that we said hi.
They can't.
All right? Tell him Yeti Confetti. Tell him that.
What does that mean?
That's how we had to fetch him.
Okay, Yeti Confetti.
Yeti Confetti.
Till next time, Yeti Confetti.
Yeti. Well, we're not there yet. So anyway, so Danielle does a great impression of Elmo.
Right.
And I want to know what impressions that you guys do. Like, Garrett, can you do an impression?
Not really. Not that I know of.
Me neither. I can't. I've been thinking about it. I can't do any impressions. I don't know what to do. I tried.
I don't know what to do.
I don't. I can do. Yabba-dabba-doo! I can do Fred Flintstone. That's about it.
No,
I can't
you
even
can't.
Yabba-dabba-doo! No. All right, but here, so I found one online, and I'm like, Danielle totally blows this away. Watch this. Listen to this. Listen.
Today's show is brought to you by the letters F, U, and K.
No, that's Elmo.
That doesn't sound like Elmo.
It doesn't. It's a very cheap Elmo. Right. That's the Times Square Elmo.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, okay, dirty Elmo.
Right. So, yeah, Danielle, give me your Elmo.
Okay. Elmo has a friend named Abby Cadabby. She's a fairy in training. Elmo loves you. Do you love Elmo?
Give it to me, Danielle. You ready? Go. Go.
Elmo says that Fetch Ham was brought to you today by the letter F.
I'm sorry, Dad. Go. I don't have the music.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
You know, what was Fetch Ham? Oh, you know what? Perfect. You know, perfect segue.
What?
So here's what we'll do.
I thought we were done. I thought we were saying whatever.
Are you segueing to the end?
What is the thing we say at the end now?
We're gonna say, we're all gonna say Yeti confetti.
Yeti confetti. Holy shit.
That's how we're gonna end the show.
We're gonna get T-shirts that say Yeti confetti.
All right, here we go. Get ready. You ready, Danielle?
Yeah, we're
gonna we're gonna shut down Fedgeville till next week. You guys enjoy yourselves. Have a great week. And if you would like to reach out to us again, you can always reach out to us at FedgeHamOfficial on email, FedgeHamOfficial Twitter, FedgeHamOfficial Instagram. Danielle Monero as Elmo will lead us out.
Okay, Elmo says thanks for listening. Yeti confetti.
Yeti confetti.
You guys don't like Yeti confetti?
It's cute. It's different.
It goes with Fetch Ham.
Don't forget, BALR.com. Go buy the sneakers.
We got to order our sneakers.
Yes.
Right. If you guys order the sneakers, man, I'm really going to be mad.
Elmo wants to wear those. Elmo loves sneakers.
She's so good at it. She really is. Hey, some of the questions that we asked today was, why do you like or not like horror films? Let us know. We also want to know, how many times does Danielle say, I'm getting up and I'm getting out of here?
Oh!
All right, I got to remember violin sound effects next week, Batman sound effects. Was there any other questions that we asked? Was there anything else? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Was there anything?
I don't remember. This is all a big mess.
Well, it is a mess, but
Yeti confetti.
All right, on the count of three, everybody yell Yeti confetti. Even you, Fedges, at home. You ready?
Yep.
On the count of three, it's Yeti confetti. One, two, three.
Yeti confetti.
There we go.